This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. One piece of legislation after another, this new Congress in Washington, D.C. is proposing federal actions with pro-life repercussions. Saying the Affordable Care Act has been a complete failure, representatives have put forth a bill to make what they call a full 100% repeal of Obamacare as if such act had not been enacted. A GAO report shows the president misled Americans both in his promise that Obamacare would not pay for abortions and in his executive order to reinforce that promise. A Dallas abortion business was successful in compelling Dallas University General Hospital to extend admitting privileges to its doctors. That hospital closed over Christmas, and with it went the abortionists' admitting privileges required by Texas law. North Park Medical Group has halted all abortions, the first clinic to do so in 2015. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. A former abortion practitioner is part of a new campaign to shed light on women who regret their abortions and former abortion clinic staffers who regret their involvement in the abortion industry. And Oregon Right to Life realized that to say 57 million babies have been killed by abortion is often too abstract. So they created a brief video worth seeing at Life News that explains 42 years of abortion. And for pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.